I have something to say from the Lord by the Spirit. And he graced me to do it. He talked to me and just some things that he want me to share. And I will still, thank you, musician. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will be talking, and so glad. We just, you know, just so thankful for everybody, all of you, and all of our Spanish friends. I don't know how many of you can understand English. I sure wish you everybody here can. And won't you know we're working on that. We got to have, because we are going to do what God called us to do here at this church. I don't know what other local church is going to do. I'm not concerned about that so much, that we're going to fulfill our calling. Amen. We are reaching out to everybody. I don't care whether you African American, whether you are Caucasian, you are Asian, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, it doesn't matter. God, church, it's coming together.
Amen.
And it's God's will that everybody be saved.
Amen.
All this stuff that's going on, I ain't stepped about it.
Okay.
It's nothing but hogwash and bunk and baloney. Another one of Satan's tricks trying to distract you. Psalm 91 already had given me the answer before he came up with the stuff. You can't touch what's already covered. You've been covered. You've been washed. You've been made right with God. And ain't nothing he can do about it. Nothing. And I'll make sure you stay out of my way. Hallelujah.
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 But I'm going to take, I will come back next Sunday whenever that I do, and I will finish out, but I got a session, I guess you say a session or segment, a portion may be a better way, of in this message. That's a portion in this message that I'm going to focus on today, and I'm not going to take a long, long time. I want to talk to you real talk, okay? I want to explain some things the way he explained it to me. I didn't know until he explained it to me, until he told me. And he want you to know. There's some things that he had me to know. You preach truth, but you put the emphasis in the wrong places at times. And so I'm going to show you what he's talking about. And most people won't be this real. I said most, some people won't be this real. But I'm going to be just straight up from Scripture. That's the only way I know to do. And anything I get wrong, he'll straighten me out. He's God. Jesus is Lord. And matter of fact, you say that with me. Say, Jesus
is my Lord.
Nothing else.
Nobody else.
Jesus
is
my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. My subject that I started last week says, and he will move with compassion. He was moved with what? Compassion. Compassion. That's what moves him. And he was moved with compassion. And the scripture says that he came to, matter of fact, let's turn and read the text again, then I'll get right into the message that what I'm going to share with you. Hallelujah. And the scripture that we read last week was Matthew 14, 13 and 14. And I kind of gave you a background of it last week. I just want you to see. He said, when Jesus heard of it, and you remember that John was put in prison, John the Baptist, which is his cousin. And in prison, John got beheaded because Herod's wife hated John. And when she got an opportunity, she had him beheaded. And the scripture said, when Jesus heard it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. Notice where he went into a what? Desert place. And you notice a desert place, you don't find people out there in the desert too much. So he went out there to be alone. Amen. He went out there to be alone. And when the people had heard thereof, I don't know how they heard it, because, you know, doing all the things he did, you know, they were real interested in what he was doing, because they would come for miles from different cities to get to where he was. Amen. And when they heard it, they followed him on foot. They found him. Out of the cities, notice it's plural. That means more than they came out of more than one city. Cities. And then the Bible says in verse 14, and Jesus went forth and saw the great, what? He saw a great multitude and was what? Toward them. Now, back up to Matthew chapter 9, that's 14. Matthew chapter 9. And I'll do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read. One through seven, then we'll skip down to 12. 12 and 13 is where I will focus in on. This is one the Lord had me to focus on. It reads as follows. If y'all can put it up, go ahead and put it up. I like for you to put the scripture on the screen. It help those put it in both versions. We have it. Matthew 9, both English and Spanish. That's good. Thank you. And he entered into a ship and did what? And came to his own city.